So with this type 2, type 1, type 3, these there tends to be some overlaps. So these delineations are generally valid, but recent evidence has shown that, like anything, there's like no easy, simple, straightforward answer. There tends to be some mixed endotypes. About 50% or more patients will have some type 2 inflammation, so that seems to be the primary driver. And 26% of Western CRS patients with nasal polyps have a mixed pattern, though. So they may have a bit of type 1 inflammation in their pattern. The interesting thing is, again, like I said, there's a lot of crossover in these cellular mechanisms. So eosinophils are not necessarily exclusive to type 2 chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps. You will also see eosinophils involved in chronic rhinosinusitis without nasal polyps, and neutrophils as well. Is this only in type 1 disease without nasal polyps? No, you can find neutrophils in patients with nasal polyps. So it's not as nice and simple and classified rigidly as we would like it to. Like anything in nature, it tends to be a little bit messy.